This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
In Pennsylvania, you're on the air with the mighty Dr. Stella Emanuel. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless and protect you both and your families, first of all.
Thank you.
Dr. Emanuel and Mr. Jones. Okay, back when all they put their foot on our neck so we could really feel it, you know, when all this COVID garbage started, I sent my husband all the videos that you put out, Alex, and videos from other truth tellers about why not to take the shot and how bad it was. And he swore up and down he wouldn't take it. Well, I found out by accident that he did take it. And aside from the spike proteins, aside from getting COVID, okay, which I think I've already had because I'm a nurse, with the graphene oxide and the self-assembling nanoparticles, I have not had sex with my husband since I found out that he took the shot. And I want to know from Dr. Emanuel, please, if I'm doing the right thing, because I'm afraid.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I see the studies. Years after the shots, half the people that took it, that's they put it, you know, part of it, still are producing spike protein. Doctor?
Ma'am, because I'm also a pastor, I cannot tell you break up with your husband because they took the shot. But there is the risk of him shedding on you from taking the shot. So those are things that you're going to have to deal with. I have a staff that the husband took the shot, and she gets sick all the time. We put her on hydroxychloroquine and hydroxychloroquine weekly and vitamins, because those are choices that she and her husband made. This stuff that we're dealing with, people make wrong choices. And some of the times those wrong choices affect the rest of us, especially people that are around them and love them. So I don't know, ma'am. I don't really know what to tell you on that one, you know. Maybe you could use a condom. I don't know. I don't know how you price, whether the spike protein can go through that or not. But I will tell you, just, you know, I'm not going to say if you break your marriage because of that, because all of us are under attack. So that's why I will tell you, make sure that you take your vitamins, take some ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine weekly, and the rest of it, you know, I will just pray, because it's between you and God on that one. I really don't, I'm not qualified to give people advice on what to do with their spouse.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the issue. I'm not a doctor, but even touching people are doorknobs. There's spike proteins everywhere. So yes. I would rather mitigate with supplements and things, spike protein, than, you know, and I'm sorry your husband did that, but, you know, I don't want to see you guys. I mean, it's really up to you. So I don't think we can tell you what you're going to do.
Well, the self-assembling nanoparticles and the graphene oxide, is that transmitted in the semen too? Does anybody know?
Well, yeah, it's a blood product. I mean, obviously, you can touch somebody in a major University of Colorado study that came out last month. You can get it. Well, I mean, of course. I mean, doctor, you're okay. A doctor. Dr. Stella, she's asking a question. Sorry.
It's transmitted in all your body fluids. In fact, it can be transmitted from skin, sweat, and stuff like that. And it's transmitted through body fluids, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's what I sort of thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's very sad. If you love him, I'd roll the dice. I mean, at the end of the day, it's everywhere. But I'm not going to, like you said, daughter, we're not going to give her advice on what to do with her husband. That's up to her.
Yeah. Just get some supplements and, you know, and ride it, you know. That's what you
can. Yeah, have your husband, detox. Detox.
Yeah. Both of you detox, yes. Well, you can marry, it's your ride or die partner, you know. You said, you know, for better, for worse. So, I don't know. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to break. DrStellaMD.com, promo code Alex, pick discounts. What is the main detox products you've got?
We have actually COVID, what we call detox, where you have like, Kobe Cleanse, Kobe Light, and Kobe Visor we do for detox. And then we put them on one, we tell them to get ivermectin. They go on 1 week of that, 5 days of that, and then we put them on the detox.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Right there. We got two. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin. And that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to hour number four, the informative, the dynamic, the amazing Hernandez, set to take over in about 5 minutes. But we're taking a few final calls with Dr. Stella Emanuel, and in New York, then Virginia and North Carolina. Go ahead.
I'm in New York City. And I am so happy to have this opportunity to speak to both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When I saw Dr. Stella on my computer, because I don't have DB, that first day when she was saying, nobody has to die, I liked her immediately. I immediately went to her website, and I got the hydroxychloroquine, and I sailed through the whole pandemic years. And there were people who told me that not only was she not a real doctor, there were people who told me she wasn't even a real person. And the other thing, Dr. Stella, that I want you to know is that I had the opportunity to meet you at an event in New York briefly, and there was something about you, your glow, your energy. Long story short, you are the inspiration for me going back to church, opening up the Bible. I became born again as a result of your ministries and the things that you talked about in your book and on the internet, and just looking at your faith. And I'm 73 years old, and I was thinking, I want to be like her when I grow up. And so I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for everything that you've done. I've already got my supply of hydroxychloroquine. I call it my Tuesday medicine for whatever they're going to throw at us next. And I just want to thank both of you for just the information, keeping me awake, just everything that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautifully said. Do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, you're so welcome. I know what that is.
Oh.
God, we're fighting the devil here, and we need Jesus to fight it. So we need to, like, get our hearts back to God, get back to prayer. So be prepared spiritually, physically, medically, and make sure that you're not afraid. Because I tell people, those that are prepared are not going to be afraid. Remember, don't be so afraid to die that you're willing to let them inject whatever in your body. Because if you give your life to Christ, to die in Christ is gain. So that's one of the things that I tell people. I'm not afraid because I know I'm a child of God and I belong to Jesus. And I'm able to stand and fight this battle because of that. So I tell people, get prepared, get ready today, get hydroxychloroquine ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Today, don't wait till you get sick. Get COVID bites, you know, take it daily. Make sure that you are safe. And if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you get a discount. So just try and be prepared today. And that's all, you know, just be prepared. And read the Bible. We're in the book of Revelation. Read Revelation 13. Because the CBDCs are coming. You're not going to be able to buy or sell without taking a mark. Be prepared, stock of food, water, everything. Just make sure that you're paranoid enough to build up a fortress where you can survive.
Very well said. Thank you, Ann. Let's go to Virginia, last caller, before the great Hernandez takes over. Go ahead, Virginia, last caller. You're a tail gunner.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Dr. Stella, praying for you both. My question for Dr. Stella is this. A couple of years ago, I came down with COVID, both my husband and I. Got very sick. I did take supplements, but unfortunately got the better of me. I was hospitalized, and their protocol, of course, was, and I knew nothing about remdesivir. They put me on a five-day regimen of remdesivir, but by God's grace, I walked out of that hospital because God was watching over me. And I do take all of the supplements that Dr. Stella is talking about. I have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide. I mean, we're just stacking up on all of it. My question for Dr. Stella is this. What else can I do, Dr. Stella, since I was given this remdesivir a couple of years ago? It's very toxic. Thank God I'm okay. I praise God every day for that. I do drink teas. I drink Get Clean, dandelion root tea, pine needle tea. I do detox with milk thistle. Is there anything else? I mean, God is the one who's in charge. And thank you both. But is there anything else that I can do for myself to make sure, and I do not believe in vaccines. Yes, I was vaccinated as a child, but not these vaccines. These are poison. This is the devil working through these demonic people. And so is there anything else I can do, Dr. Stella, that you can suggest?
You seem to be quite on top of everything. Like I said, if remdesivir didn't kill you in the hospital and you're okay, we're thankful for that. And, you know, just continue to, you know, build your immunity, get stuck up and be ready. So I think you're doing the right thing. And on top of that, you know, trusting God to take care of all of us, yes. And everybody should be like you. Stock up on your hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and make sure that you have your vitamins. Make sure you're taking your vitamin D and, you know, turmeric and ginger and stuff like that. And, I mean, if you go on Alex's website, on my website, we have enough for you to stock up. We have something we call the pandemic prep pack that actually has something for you know, COVID and something for just the different pandemics, including even getting nuked and, you know, getting potassium iodide if you get nuked.
That's right. So DrStellaMD.com, promo code Alex at the discount. Thank you so much for the call, Virginia. All right, we're out of time. Dr. Stella, amazing 2 hours plus.
Yes.
Thank you for the great job you've done. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Alex, let's do it again. God bless you.
God bless you. Totally vindicated. It's all coming out. They're trying the lockdowns again. Get all the supplements there at DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex. Get 5 to 15% depending on the product, or some are even higher. And then you got the telemedicine there as well. All right. Drew Hernandez, syndicated talk show host, Censored TV with Gab McGinnis. All the great work. He takes over now.
Alex, thank you. You guys are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned show in the universe, The Alex Jones Show. Like Alex said, I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Lock and load, guys. We are in it for the remainder of the show until the War Room comes on with the great Owen Schroyer, as always. But guys, I mean, it's very interesting. Can you just feel it? I could feel it every time I'm listening. I mean, every time I've ever listened into the Alex Jones Show, War Room, American Journal, or throughout the years, listening on InfoWars, all the great hosts and guest hosts, you just hear this increase of Christ and Jesus getting inserted into the conversation, no matter what's being talked about. Have you guys noticed that? No matter what's being talked about, whether it's some kind of climate lockdown on the verge of society, Agenda 2021, Agenda 2030, or Agenda 2050, or whether we're talking about the incoming COVID restrictions and lockdowns that are looming over the horizon again for the future of the United States of America. No matter what we're talking about, whether we're talking about the hacking of the genitals of children or human beings at that, or all these degenerate agendas that are attacking humanity, that are depopulating humanity, whether it's the warp sciences of the New World Order and the Dr. Fauci's of the world that are imposing their own expert advice on the peasants. Which, by the way, Dr. Fauci came out the other day. I'm pretty sure this was covered all over InfoWars, but I found it interesting and I wanted to comment on it when Dr. Fauci was interviewed by CNN recently, because they're rolling out the great high priest of the COVID cult. He's got to make a comment because they're locking and loading and getting ready for all the COVID restrictions. Don't you find it interesting? They're like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. That that some of the media was saying it was a conspiracy when Alex dropped the Fed whistleblowers that came out to warn the world that incoming COVID restrictions and possible lockdowns are coming. Some of the media said conspiracy theory, and some of them try to get ahead of it because that's the agenda they're all going with. Then they roll Biden out, and Biden says, "Oh well, we're about to, you know, we're fully funding an incoming vaccine, and you know, we're considering recommending it." Right? It's just like, and then they roll out Fauci, and Fauci's on CNN telling everybody, "Well, I hope that the people." I don't know. He was signaling to the federal government. I don't know. I really hope that the people, they do abide by the recommendations. I don't really know. And a lot of people on Twitter, I think with good intentions, they'll take that and try to make a narrative out of it and say, you see, Fauci's scared. Fauci's scared. Now, Fauci is the great high priest of the COVID cult in the New World Order. And whatever that guy says goes. So that's a part of the plan. They're all building blocks. They're all building blocks that get inserted, removed, replaced. And he's definitely one of those founding building blocks of the New World Order lockdowns and COVID restrictions and vaccine mandates in the United States.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thousand years later, and we're still talking about it right now, live on the air on Infowars.com, band.video. This gospel has made its way all around to the ends of the earth, just like God prophesied it would. You see, Christ is king. The kingdom of God is inevitable. But who has the authority? Back to the question, who has the authority to mandate and pull the trigger on what you decide what you're going to believe in? See, now we're getting into Brave New World and 1984, and every single one of us are Winston. And every single one of us are being told that 2 plus 2 equals 5, and anything otherwise makes you a threat to the state. And why are you a threat to the state? Because it's not about whether the statement is true or not. It's not about whether the statement that we are telling you to recite, or excuse me, that we are telling you to state 2 plus 2 equals 5. It's not about whether that's true or whether that's false. It's about whether we say whether it's true or whether it's false. And it's about whether we told you to say it or whether we told you not to say it. We want you to get death jabs, you'll get the death jabs. Well, what about the research? You see, 2 plus 2 equals 5. Well, why should we get mandated the death jabs? What about the science? What about the negative side effects, especially for people that are compromised already with your immune systems? Well, no. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You don't research anything. You don't look into anything. You don't even read. Okay? Do not read. Do not enhance or amplify your IQ to educate yourself. The last thing the New World Order wants is a fully armed, educated, and informed info warrior that is in this war that totally understands what's going on around them. Whether you're a grandma boomer or you're Gen Z just getting ready to take on the future for the next 70 to 80 years or even younger than that. The last thing these people want is not just one person, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, and the billions that occupy this planet. Of an eternity with God and paradise and heaven forever. See, when you talk about an information war, that's ultimately where this goes. Because when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment, right? They try to catch him. They try to catch him slipping. And because he's God in human flesh, he turns around and says, well, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. And what else did he say? Your mind. You want to talk about an info war? Christ understood this as well. And then he said to love your neighbor as yourself. Without that, you cannot love anybody in proximity around you. You will constantly always be aggravated. You will constantly and always be at odds with somebody, because if you have no peace with God, if you have no stable relationship with God, you cannot have a stable relationship with anybody in your life, whether it's your wife, whether it's your kids, whether it's your coworkers, those that work under you, or someone that works above you. You will not have the stability to be able to deal with anybody, because if you don't have peace with God, you will not have peace with humanity. The Bible is very clear, because that's flipped, and says the unbeliever is at enmity with God, is at war with God, so they cannot have peace with humanity in any way, shape, or form, because they live based off of the violation of, according to Jesus, the greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your soul, your strength, your heart, and your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So they're inverted on that because they're antichrist. So that's why they're ultimately Psalms chapter 2. They're at war with God. They're at war with Messiah. They will see that out to the very end. That's what all the antichrist agendas are all about across the entire board. The depopulation of the attack of traditional biological marriage instituted by God. Okay, the depopulation agenda of the so-called trans, hacking the genitals of human beings, male and female, depopulation. Whether it's the death jabs being implemented on human beings, and right now we're just experiencing the COVID ones. Just wait till they roll out the more serious ones, and wait till they, like Alex said today, wait till they roll, or he said it today or yesterday, wait till they roll out a more serious bioweapon virus on humanity. You think the fear hysteria was bad over COVID? Just wait till something more serious gets rolled out, and then you will see some serious fear and mass formation going on. Because people will be in a total panic and hysteria beyond what we've already seen in 2020. And it gives them the excuse to roll out the lockdowns. There are studies coming out saying that locking down actually got more people killed. I think that's an Epoch Times study that came out today. I was reading it earlier this morning. Anyone can go find that right now. But also, whether the depopulation agenda, like I said, is rolling out a bioweapon, decrease the population, or vaccine mandates decrease the population, or rolling out the cashless society, WorldCoin, which already exists, doing away with physical currency, doing away with precious metals at the end of the day, doing away and making everything centralized and digitized in one central location. And it's all AI driven, so it's controlled, and the entire world could be monitored, and it will be enforced without even someone having to look at it. All you need is a program that understands human behaviors. Those things all exist today. Sounds like a sci-fi movie if you were to talk about something like that maybe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But the technology has rapidly advanced, and it exists in our day here in 2023, and that could get rolled out any moment now. Again, depopulation. If you do not have access to the economy, you do not have access to food. Therefore, you do not have access to survival. Therefore, you will die. Okay, so that's depopulation. All of these agendas, whichever one we want, and of course the climate cult, they start locking everybody down. They start locking you out of access. Social credit score, your carbon footprint is too high. Right now, listen, this is the sequence with the climate change cult. I'll tell you what it is. You want to know what it is? The sequence is they start with the fossil fuels. They attack gas, nuclear energy. They attack oil. Demonize it, demonize it, demonize it. Attack it, attack it. Roll out Al Gore. Attack it, attack it, attack it. Right? And then they go to inanimate objects. They go to planes. Then they go to cars. And they want to roll out all the EVs. And they want to be full EV by 2050 or 2030. It's coming in the next two or three decades. They go to cars. And then they go to your stove. And then they go to your refrigerator. Well, that's too high. We need to get rid of that too. And then they go to your AC. And then they go to your heater. The Biden administration this year announced that they are going after gas-powered generators. They not only want to ban the ones that exist, they want to push forward to ban, to discontinue the future manufacture of any gas generators in the future. So then they go to machines and inanimate objects because those carbon footprints are too high. And they'll do that with anything. That's why you got the whole ESG right now. That's why everything and all these companies are, well, we're environmentally friendly because our building itself might be, our building itself, well, if we have too of a high carbon footprint, then our business can't.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning, it's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. and the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold off for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Alright guys, want to apologize. I cut myself off. That's me, you know. Retards do retard things. Gotta pay attention. But anyways. So, I really want to break down what I think the sequence of the climate cult is gonna kinda look like for the next few decades. And what we've already been seeing, you didn't catch it before the break, is they started with attacking fossil fuels, oil, gas, nuclear energy, etc. And then they've transitioned to inanimate objects, they've transitioned into machines, and they've gone after planes, they've gone after cars, they've gone after machines that are gas-powered, they've gone after nuclear energy, They've gone after, well, the plants as well. They've gone after trains. They've gone after coal. They've gone after anything that's powered by that. And ultimately, like they've been rolling out more aggressively this year, they're going after the household appliances. So they go from, you know, the corporate America, they go after businesses, they go after tools, and then they go after cars, and then they go after, like I said, planes. And then eventually they're invading your home now. They're going after your stove. They're going to go after your heater, your AC. And like I said, the Biden administration this year has openly come out and said that they are going to be going after the gas power generators and attempting to stop and discontinue the manufacture of any gas power generators in the future. You see, what's the leap from there? And we know a couple of days ago, this huge news that's been breaking out that the Bill Gates affiliated donations are funding organizations that want to chop hundreds of acres of trees down, bury them in the ground. And they say, well, why do we got to do that? Why do we got to take out all the trees? Because they have too high of a carbon footprint too. And now they're going after plants. Now they're going after trees, which is interesting. I wonder how all the tree huggers are dealing with that one. I would love to interview one of them. Kind of, how's that supposed to work? You know, you love the environment and you say we need to go full green, but now you got old Willie over there just chopping down the forest because that's too high of a carbon footprint. So what happens? What happens? Are the tree huggers going to go hug the trees and they get chopped down and they get buried underground and Bill Gates is sitting there just laughing? Yes, so good. Maybe. And then they'll go to animals. That's the big one next. They've already done that. That's why they're pushing synthetic meat. That's why they're pushing bugs. Yes, that's why they're literally, there's some viral videos that went out the other day where these psycho, New World Order plants are like, oh, we have a substitute for milk and it's just, it's black fly larva. And we take like hundreds of them and then we blend them and it looks like milk. And it was crazy because in the video, it was like these like woke New World Order, you know, white women, and they're making this like black fly larva smoothie. And then at the end of the video, they're like feeding it to black people. And the black people are like, and they're like, should we eat this? And they didn't tell them what it was. And at the end of the video, the woman is like, oh, well, it's not ice cream. It's not milk. Would you be shocked if I told you it was insects? Yeah, the woke white women feeding black people insects. You got to love it. You got to love that. It's somewhere on my Twitter, I think, if you guys want to find it. But it's just, it's so good. It's so good. You see, but this is what they're going to continue to do. And then they'll go to the animals. Okay, you will not be able to have livestock anymore. They're attacking the farms while Bill Gates goes and buys up all the farmland because he's going to survive, right? They'll go after the animals. They'll execute and slaughter all the animals. They'll start with livestock first. And then they'll go to pets and domestic animals. You're going to have to slaughter your dog. You're going to have to euthanize your cat. You're going to have to euthanize, and it'll all be facilitated in veterinarians and pet hospitals or wellness centers for animals. And you'll have to euthanize all your animals because that will be mandated by the New World Order. That will be mandated by the feds. PETA's going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make a decision. It's either do you get along with the New World Order or do you continue to fight for animals to survive? Because if you don't, we're not going to survive. We're all going to die because they are causing too high of a carbon footprint. Do you see all that? Do you see what they're doing? Do you see the amount of the cat litter that you're spending every single month, the dog food? They'll just attach it to something. Either they'll attach it to a damn manufacturer company to who makes the dog toys. You know what I mean? Well, there you go. You see? You see they're going to get us killed by the next 30 years. You got to execute and euthanize your dog. You got to execute and euthanize your pet kitty. The family kitty's got to go. Go to domestic animals. We'll slaughter all the animals. And then the last stop will be humanity. The last stop will be you. That's the end game. The end game, total depopulation, will be you. It'll be you, it'll be me, and maybe they'll start, you know, maybe they'll get old school with it, you know what I mean? Like, they'll get old school eugenicists. First, they'll start with executing the political opponents that resist. Well, they'll start there. They'll start there against their will. Well, these people do not want to submit, just like you don't submit to the lockdowns. You don't comply to the COVID lockdowns or restrictions or vaccine mandates. When they roll out the COVID cult lockdowns, They'll start executing, because this is like life or death for these people. You know how they lost their minds? And all the psychos with 10 masks on all over the street. You're not staying home and selling lives. You're not staying home and saving lives. You're not vaxxed 10 times. You're going to get us killed. You're a murderer. Why is this person in prison? Doesn't matter. If you get sent to prison, they'll just let you out because of COVID. Well, right now. But with the climate cult lockdowns, they'll take it to another level, dude. Because the hysteria will be brought to a level, again, even heightened. Well, they all believe the end of the world is coming. The giant tsunami is coming. Oh, we're going to get incinerated by a solar flare. Oh, we're going to go into the next ice age. We have to prevent that. Our entire world is going to rise in temperatures. We're all going to be living in 200-degree temperatures and have to live underground. What a psyop. I think they could actually pull that off. Where things are right now, they could convince the entire world. I mean, obviously you and I wouldn't fall for it, but the next 5 years, we're going to experience temperatures over 200 degrees. We have new 15-minute cities, but they are updated. They will be underground in a hive. You got to live there or die. There would be, I guarantee there'd be millions of people that would flock to that crap, unfortunately. But so they'll start with those that are resisting. They'll start with the rebellion, the resistance, people that listen to InfoWars, the patriots, the Trump supporters, just people that want freedom and humanity. They'll start with them, mass executions. They'll round them up. They'll use all the FEMA camps. They'll establish concentration camps by region. If it's in the United States, obviously they all already exist. They'll round everybody up, show up to your house. They'll measure your carbon footprint. Maybe they'll give you an opportunity to lower it, but if you have already been living for more than a year and you've already been mandated to lower your carbon footprint by your appliances, executing your trees and your plants, executing your pets, eating nothing but bugs, if you still can't make it, okay, then you are mandated to get executed. And if you don't comply to any of that, then you will be first. You will be first. They'll start there. And then maybe they'll start with the homeless. Maybe they'll start with the homeless. They'll go to them next because they're just, no one's going to, you know, in their mind, no one's going to speak for them. They could just get executed and no one would ever know about it. And then maybe they'll get old school and they'll go to like, you know, maybe like the mentally impaired or the physically impaired, the physically disabled. They'll go old school. I mean, they still are eugenicists. They're still psychopaths like Bill Gates. Maybe they'll go there. You know, they'll go straight up Hitler. It's like, we need to get rid of anyone that has a physical disability and a mental disability because it requires too much of a carbon lifestyle to keep these people alive. See what I'm saying? Like, they can go so many ways with this, and they'll just start executing everybody, and the elites will remain at the top. The elites will still have their jumbo jets. The elites will still have their oil reserves. The elites will still have their fossil fuel powered Lamborghinis and cars. They'll still have their homes that are fully operational, fossil fuel powered. While you and I will be living in the streets, eating bugs, owning nothing, being happy, just waiting for our execution. And if all else fails, there's more. When we come back, I think this gets even deeper, so don't go anywhere, guys. Band out video, InfoWars.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live, and you guys can check out my show that I host Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rumble, Drew Hernandez Live. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. So in the future, this is what I predict. In the future, with the climate cult lockdowns and that full rollout, the total end game, there will be Pfizer, CDC type, World Health Organization suicide assistant centers. Kind of like you can go, you know how they had their little, they were like always ghost towns in 2020 and 2021. They had like their little vaccine tents, you know, like little drive-through tents where you can go and get your jab. It's totally awesome. Or you can go and get a COVID test so we could stick this gigantic we could stick this gigantic stick straight up your anus. You like that? Ugh. Let's see if you got COVID. You got COVID? And it's like some pervert, just like, you know, some gay pervert. Like, yeah, let's see if this guy's got COVID. Yeah, COVID. I love this job. Isn't it crazy? Like, those are the kinds of people that end up in those kind of jobs. Like why wouldn't or how couldn't they end up there anyways, you know? But so these FEMA camps, they'll have these very similar suicide assistants. you know, camps or tents or centers. I mean, they're already doing that in Canada, aren't they? There are already programs that exist today to assist you in suiciding yourself if you decide to no longer live anymore. But they'll roll. You know what the crazy part is? They're already rolling that out now. So there it is, the suicide booth in use. People can just come and suicide themselves. It's already, I'm telling you guys, this is the future. It's literally the future. It'll be suicide booths to where you can just walk up, drop in a quarter, you know, or there won't be quarters. There won't be quarters in the New World Order. It'll just be you flash your right hand up, you flash your biometrics, or your eye scanner, you go like that. And then your whole life flashes before your eyes, and then some kind of laser just shoots you straight in between the eyes, and you're dead. And then you fall, and then a gigantic, you know, hole opens up, and it swallows you forever, and you fall, and you get incinerated in the center of the earth, and you're never to be heard from ever again. So that's how they're going to fight climate change. But you know, the thing about it is, there will be people lining up for this stuff. There will be lines. I'm talking lines, just like when WorldCoin was dropped. Okay, just like when the vaccines are dropped, and just like when the COVID tests, you had people lining up in some places around the world because they were so desperate. Or just like people were desperate for toilet paper. They were desperate for toilet paper in 2020. Just massive lines out the door. People getting ready to suicide themselves because they'll be told, well, you know, if you want, it's always the same thing. The message won't change. It won't change. What do they always say? Well, this is for the future of our children and your children's children, your grandchildren. How are they going to have a future? They're all going to die because if you don't sacrifice yourself, then we have no future for humanity. If you don't sacrifice yourself, and it'll be done in the name of self-sacrifice. So I'm like, because they all have a God complex, so it'll be like some messianic move. You know what I mean? They'll convince everyone that they're all like Jesus Christ. They'll convince everybody that their blood atonement and sacrifice. I mean, humanity has already experienced this, haven't they? Like the Aztecs and the Mayans, like just straight mass human sacrifice, just chopping limbs and slitting throats and blood gushing out and falling heads, tumbling down decapitations, tumbling down, you know, these pyramid structures. These altars, why would they do that to appease the gods so they don't get judged by the gods? Because the god needed enough blood. So if they have enough blood and atonement, that they will be able to survive or gain access to more information for the future, for humanity to progress. Humanity has already been there. What I'm saying is not too far out there. It's already happened. It'll just be done with technology. And some kind of technological sophistication in the future. We're not that sophisticated as a society, to be honest, because we are degenerate. We are totally depraved. We are living amongst serious reprobation. I mean, it is happening all around you. So, I mean, people will be lining up for this and they'll be willfully. It's the same thing. It's a cult. It's a death cult. People will be lining up. And they'll think the SJWs all have a God complex. They all think they're saving the world. They all think they're freaking Tony Stark, Black Widow. You know what I mean? They all they have like this false image and reflection of themselves. They're all like warped and, or they're like 480 pounds overweight, you know, with the blue and the green hair, and they're all disgusting and pale and, you know, the women all look the same. They like shave their heads. They try to look like they're 7-year-old little boys with like the gentleman's cut. And something weird happened. I don't know what it is with these lesbians. They get the haircut, and they all try to look like 7-year-old little boys. And they all like their necks are like this. I don't know what it's like. Weird. It's like a costume. I don't know where it comes from. It's strange. It's some weird New World Order thing that's happened. I don't. Maybe it's their diet. But they forsake all feminine qualities, and they try to be men. But I think what you're going to see is a furtherance of this, because and they all look like NPCs. They like, yeah, the lesbian. It's weird with these lesbians. I don't know if you guys have. I mean, it's the famous meme, the NPC. They all look like that. It's really weird. I don't know what it is, but You know, in this future, you're going to see it. It's totally dystopian. But people will have a messiah complex. They all think they're going to save the world. They're all disgusting. And they think they look in the mirror and they see Tony Stark. They think that, yeah, they're like 480 pounds. Like,
Bill Gates. I love Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Oh.
You're a cis white male, you know, like these people. And then the women are all gross and overweight and disgusting and slobs. Just want to murder their children. They think they look in the mirror and they see Black Widow. They think they look in the mirror and they see like some hot MCU chick. And so that's how they view themselves that way, because they view that they have this messiah complex. So they'll all be lining up. Willing to sit. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. You know, I don't know. I'm just. Do these people. I mean, they need to be saved. They need to be saved so they can go to heaven. But, you know, these will be the ones that willfully. You know, it's like useful idiot taken to a whole new level, you know? It's like Hitler youth taken to a whole new level, where these people will be willing to self-sacrifice. Not in like. Not running into war. Convinced that they're fighting an enemy. You know what I mean? They'll just be convinced that the end of the world is imminent, and you will be the reason why that tsunami comes and obliterates your grandkids. You will be the reason why these mass temperatures are going to incinerate humanity, and your children and their children's children will not have a shot. So if you do not come and you do not allow us to assist your suicide, then we're going to kill you anyway. So no matter what, just let us do it. It'll be all nice. It'll be all gravy. It's kind of similar to what's happening today. Right? Like the feds, how they go after patriots. They surveil them. They monitor them, violate their civil rights. You know what I mean? But it's done in the name of, well, we're doing this civilly. We're doing this cordially. We're violating your rights peacefully. We're just peacefully violating your civil rights. So because we're doing it peacefully, it's acceptable. Because if we were to violate your rights aggressively and violently, well, then maybe you kind of got a case against us. But we're going to violate your rights with a smile on. So it's better, okay? All right? So we can either do it the hard way, and we'll just kill you. The climate change cult lockdown. We can do it the hard way because we want to survive. And you are no longer one of us. And if you want to be one of us, then you will take yourself out. Or you can do this the easy way. And you can go right into that booth over there. Just put your eyeballs in the scanner. The scanner will identify you, and there'll be a laser that pops out. But don't mind that. You won't even remember what's going to happen because you've done your job as a good citizen of the New World Order, and you've allowed yourself to be taken out. So thank you very much. Thank you for serving your purpose. Thank you for being a good citizen of the New World Order. And thank you for attending the Self-Suicide Assistance Center, brought to you and paid for by Pfizer, the CDC, the World Health Organization. Salute to you. You will be forever memorized, and you will be forever memorialized as a saint of the New World Order.
Fine.
Yeah, right. Give me a break. All right, guys. War Room starts in just a couple minutes. It's about to get bass and spicy. I'll see you guys later.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.